Welcome to This Is Our Earth podcast. I am Sylvia Puentes, and I invite you to these amazing conversations that explore the wonder and magic of connecting with our beautiful planet. Inspired by El Lugar, The Place, originally a book by Gary Douglas, and now being actualized on our earth as we speak. What can we each be that would create a sustainable living earth?
Welcome everyone to another podcast of This Is Our Earth. And I, you know, one of the privilege of getting to meet people, hear incredible stories is that I get to bring them to you. So today I have the pleasure of bringing you Alex Mongi. He's the naturalist tour guide at El Lugar, and he has these incredible stories, and he's been sharing them with me of what has been the evolution of his involvement at the El Lugar property at Costa Rica. And I'm actually curious to even know more about Alex and what he knows in his 22 years of experience in working with tourism around the world. And Alex, welcome. And I'm so excited to hear, how did you start working with El Lugar?
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. I met Claudia like 15 years ago. We used to provide transportation for Access Group. And all the different hotels you have been around the country. Like a year ago, she asked me if I want to go and visit El Lugar. They have some amazing projects going on about the walking trails, bird watching tours, and horseback riding. So, and she wants to know if what they were doing, it was okay. So I've been working as a tour guide, been all around the country for more than 22 years. So I went and visit El Lugar, and so the things that we're doing, that was pretty amazing. The trails, they were a loop already, and the distance, which is very important for the people. They have a considered distance to walk, not too much, not too little. Also about the horseback riding, there is an amazing property to do horseback riding. I highly recommend it. I've done it every time I can. I mean, you can go all around the property and you never go to the same place again, and you can be out for like 3, 4, 5 hours. It's an amazing place. So I reply and I do some reports about that visit. And like a week later, Claudia asked me if I want to work with them like full time. And for me, it was a pleasure. I mean, I've been around the Access for a while, so I know you guys. So I say, wow, that is a great opportunity. Then I want to take it. So since then, I started working with Access at El Lugar. And so the first days was doing like bird watching, which we have an amazing place, Sarapiqui. Right now, it's probably one of the 5 highlights we have in Costa Rica to do bird watching, with probably is we have around 400 different species of birds. For El Lugar, when I did the last bird watching list, so we have more than 120. Which is an amazing place just for the trail. I didn't went out of the trail. I mean, on the back of the property, just for the trail.
So I love that, Alex, because you're actually, every time I've been there to the property, you're there in some way or other, you know, doing something. But you're saying you've actually been there observing and seeing what birds you see. So there's over 100 different species on the property as of now. Wow.
Yes. That's The most amazing thing is that we have a little bit of everything. I mean, we go from the warblers, from the toucans, from the raptors like hawks and eagles. We got the tanagers, the hummingbirds, which is amazing at that place. So it's like a little bit for everyone. So if you like doing some bird watching, that's one of the places to go right now in Sarapiqui.
Wow. And it's amazing. One of the things that I really enjoy, so Claudia Cano, for those of you that don't know, has been one of the, I'd say, the beginning catalyst for this location out in the heart of Costa Rica, that now this property is called El Lugar. And so we have this communication chat on WhatsApp, and she'll send pictures of different creatures and animals. And I remember when she first sent a picture of a sloth, I'd never seen a sloth close up. Everyone's all, oh, it's so beautiful. Mom, it's ugly. That was my point of view. But what was magical about it was that it was on the property. So to see these different animals show up that I've never seen close up, and beginning to get the magic of El Lugar as it continues to grow with the, you know, the planting of new trees to invite different birds. But I'm really, really excited to know what other animals have been seen in El Lugar and what new invitation it can be to invite the wildlife there.
Well, Sarapiqui is one of the biological corridor that connects the Northern Plains Arenal Volcano area with the Central Mountain Range, where we have the most important and biggest national parks. So at El Lugar, we have an amazing concentration of wildlife. We have, I can say, all the groups, the mammals, the reptiles, the amphibians, the birds. So also in those walks, so you can see howler monkeys, you can see the two-toed, three-toed sloth. We have a Puerto Viejo River where we can see river otters. When the level of the river is quite low, you can see them hunting. They're amazing. I took some videos from the hanging bridge of those river otters doing that amazing things. On the back of the property, which is closer to Bravo Lucaria National Park, we have one of the biggest mammals, which is the tapir, which is around. There's only in a few areas, and we're so lucky. Then we have the tapir on the back of the property, as well as the anteaters. We have the iguanas. Of course, we have snakes. We have lizards. So it's kind of, you name it, and we have it there. And it's always possible to see them at El Lugar when you're doing one of the activities or just walk around the property. It's very easy to see them.
Now, one of the things that I know about this project of El Lugar is that it has been developed, everything from, you know, the construction, looking at the sewer system, looking at the buildings and the materials, with the main target of being and doing all of this in communion with Earth. So as you've been working on the property, what do you see that's different about El Lugar and how it's engaging with the wildlife different than maybe other places?
I can say when your point of view is clear, and when you respect the wildlife, so you always try to do the best for them. Try to relocate some of the wildlife or try to just don't chew them away from the property. Like some of the birds, they are arriving from the Northern Plains and now they are around the property and nobody's like chewing away or throwing rocks. I mean, they feel like that is their home. So to me, is when you have that mentality to be environmental friendly, so you never push the animals away from there. You try to find a way. If you have to go around, you go around to keep them there. So to me, is the mentality of El Lugar, which is from the owners to the workers. When you pass that information, everybody gets to the same page, to the same idea. So because we have local people. And I'm pretty sure some of them, they've been involved in maybe hunting or fishing. And now little by little with this mentality, we are also changing their mentality. So for next generation, it's not just education we get from the school. It's also from practicing, from doing it. So people also change that. So to me, that's what is very important. Then everybody is on the same page and everybody is agreed with that idea. And we just keep doing the good things that we like to do. And just if the animals are there, we just keep them there and do their things. So, but to me, having that clean, clear idea is the most important thing to getting close or get close to the wildlife and have them there and protect them.
Yeah. And I love that because, you know, I was somewhat joking about the sloth, but, you know, so many people that don't live near nature, like most people in Costa Rica, there is this sense like, I'm afraid of snakes or, those are ugly. But yet one of the gifts that I'm seeing that El Lugar is creating is to see the beauty in all animals and the magic of how the earth moves with all its weather and, you know, rain and El Lugar. And like you said, work around it. And you know, it's interesting. You're saying this shoo, where you go to shoo things away, like, you know, try to frighten them to leave your yard or leave your property, where you actually aren't in the questions. How can we work together? What is it you're looking for? There's you've met Juan there, the master gardener of El Bar, but he's so sweet. He's always, every time I come, he's looking to educate me. this is this kind of tree. This is the kind of fruit it bears. These are the animals that will come look for it. And this is why we planted this other tree next to it. But I love that that's one of the things that El Lugar is doing. It's out to educate people locally,
exactly,
and anyone that visits for something totally different to create a greater future. And I'm also grateful. There's a recent story that I heard, and I saw a picture of this wild cat. Again, many of these animals I've never seen in person. And there was a level of caring in this story that I thought, oh my goodness, I'm actually part of this creation of El Lugar that's caring for animals in a way that I hadn't heard before. So can you tell us the adventure and the story of this wild cat? I believe it's an ocelot.
Yes.
And so tell us, how did that show up? What did El Lugar do different? And what is it inviting for the future?
Okay, let's start from the little bit of the beginning about the ocelot. The ocelot is one of the six species of wildcats we have in Costa Rica. There is only, I can say, like three main places where we still have the six species of wildcats. And the Braulio Carrillo, right next to El Lugar, is one of them. So also having this very important biological corridor, so it's which is the perfect place for them to do good, because they need quite of a large property to do their habitat. And so we heard about this ocelot that has been captured in a town close by. And so we immediately started to think, okay, if they capture it, reintroduce close to the place where they've been captured, so their territory is about 40 square kilometers. So if you put them quite close, eventually they will go to the same place. And what this ocelot has been doing is they were eating the chickens and the little pigs from one of the farms. And we were lucky enough, then the owners of the farm, so they decide to capture them, because usually in Costa Rica, when that kind of thing happens, what people used to do first is go and hunt the predator. And that's how you finish your problem. Again, with all the educational programs, the especially from school, the country's been through. So they start to change that kind of mentality, because we're expanding, we have more forests. So we can't have this close relationship with the wildlife. So we have to learn how to survive or how to deal with this kind of wildlife. When we hear they capture, so we offer to the rescue center, then we have this place where we can release away from where he's been captured, so he can do good. Because if when the neighbors, they do this amazing job and capture the predator, if you put it quite close and it comes back, they might kill him. I mean, because they say, okay, we did all this big effort. We had the rangers and they didn't do anything. So we like to be part of a solution. So we contact the rescue center. So we offer El Lugar. So now it's becoming quite popular. They know El Lugar quite well around the area. So we went and visit the rescue center. It took me by surprise. Then the ocelot was in amazing good shape. I was like, wow, because usually when you put a wildcat in a cage, so they try to escape, but it was very, very calm. I can say the rescue center, the owner of the rescue center, he's been doing that for a while, and he likes what he does. And when that happens, you always try to do the best for the animals. So we went and visit, and because for us, it was like kind of simple, just bring the ocelot to the property and release it. But it's not like that. It's quite interesting how many people got involved in this release. We got people from the rescue center, of course. We have people from El Lugar. We have the vet. We have also the rangers, and all the logistics just to transfer the ocelot from the rescue center to El Lugar. So in El Lugar, so we have another logistic because we have to release it far away in the back of the property. So with the quads, with the farm truck, so just take this ocelot to the back of the property. And it was not easy because it was a rainy day and muddy. So, but, and they really take good care of the ocelot. I can say the vet, he was amazing because he cannot be released like awake or because he have to put, I can say like a chemical to make him sleep. So he doesn't feel like with all these people around him, he start to get in shock and try to escape from the cage and do a lot of damage. So that the vet, he was there all the time. The rangers, they were all the time. And we tried to take it on the, to the back of the property. It was very amazing. Then El Lugar have the idea or to have the will to do the best possible for the animals. And we start to create like now a close contact with the rescue center because now they haven't been there before they they did that release. And when they got there, they got surprised. And they say, wow, this is like paradise for the animals. And we say, we're open anytime you need to do this. Now you know us. Anytime you need to do this kind of release, could be like a, maybe like an anteater, could be like a deer, could be like a sloth. So we have the right place for them to release. The patch of forest in the back of the property is amazing. So they can do very good.
Wow. And that's, it's this energy of caring from everyone. You know, so many people, maybe like you said, would be just kill it. But you don't always see the impact that that's having. You think it's one cat, but what that impacts on a greater way. And to see all these people on a rainy day, all the effort it took to be willing to actually care for the cat and release it. And the stories I've heard and the joy and celebration from a lot of people to go, wow, we've just contributed to the life of this ocelot cat and also to the future of maybe future wildlife animals. And so El Lugar, for all of you that might not go, you can go to the website, lel-lugar.com, and there's a map there, but it is surrounded by this incredible national park that you're talking about.
Yes.
That lends itself to that space for these animals. And, you know, how amazing to have this property as it's developing, get known for, like, yeah, we're here to care for wildlife. We'll work with them. And so more are welcome. So, Alex, you know, I know you were a big part of this, you know, discussion and finding, because, you know, I get it wasn't easy to let people know, well, what is this place? And yet they now know, like you said, once you go to the property, you realize how different it is. So when you, now that you've been working with El Lugar for a year, what's different in your own life, I would say?
Well, there's a lot of things start to change because I used to go for like 7-10-day trips all around the country. But being in a place where you can call home, that's how I feel when I get to El Lugar. So a lot of things change from being safe, from being more appreciated, the wildlife, the forest, just go and have peace at El Lugar when you do your horseback riding. So it creates a new person because I used to go like in a rush all the time, go back and forth. And being at El Lugar, you can just sit down, listen, and enjoy the sounds of El Lugar. So to me, I think I became a better person. I became more relaxed than I can wait for things than I used to run to get it. So and again, when you wake up in the morning and your first thought is like, I'm going to work, but what our work is home, so you just want to be there. So that is an amazing feeling to be part of the project, which is starting, and And it's something so amazing. It will be something so amazing when it will be done. So, and definitely, I love to be part of it.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's been amazing to see as different development, as the casitas, which are the little homes being created, there's going to be a whole resource center, you know, available for conferences, a hotel like, and in addition, while you stay there, we'll get to enjoy what you've created as the many of the programs, you know, horseback riding, trail walking, and bird watching, and so much more. I do look forward to welcoming a lot of people from around the world to come and see. And, you know, like it's been said, that you might see something that's being done in a lugar and copy it or create even greater. Because it's an invitation to engage with nature, with plants, with animals in such a different way. So thank you so much, Alex, for being and choosing to be a part of this creation. And is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know about El Lugar, Costa Rica, or where they can find out more information?
For us, the neighbors of Sarapiqui, and Sarapiqui is between two highlights, Tortuguero and the Arenal volcano. But it's such a beautiful place. And what the place were needed is like a hotel like El Lugar. So now I can say very soon, Sarapiqui, thanks to El Lugar, will be a highlight in Costa Rica. What that means, a better economy for the area, better jobs for the neighbors. And all I have to say is that I'd be glad to be part of it. And I hope I can see you when you get to El Lugar.
Yay. Thank you so much, Alex. And for all of you listeners, you know, take a browse and find out where Sarapiqui is, and look at creating and choosing maybe to visit us. They'll be opening up soon for small group gatherings as development still goes. And then we'll be opening up, I think the projection is 20. Well, anyways, I won't even give it a year. But if you're listening, look it up and then find out what's open and available for you. In this piece that you spoke about, Alex, like what can you come and enjoy about the silence and space and peace that you can take away to wherever you go, to where you call home from El Lugar. So thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to inspire new actions and conversations that empower us all to know that we are the ones creating the future. If you'd like a way to contribute to our podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen. And for information about El Lugar, visit l-lugar.com. Thank you.